Our 10-minute speaker is Nate S. from Oceanside.
Hi, guys. I'm Nate. I'm an alcoholic. Hey. Can you hear me? There we go. Oh, shit. How's that? Can you hear me now? Okay. I'm Nate. I'm an alcoholic. I do have a sponsor. I do sponsor other people. A little bit about me is I grew up in, I live in Oceanside now. I grew up in Las Vegas. I have tried, this is the first time that I've honestly tried to get sober, meaning doing the 12 steps that are suggested by Alcoholics Anonymous. I have tried the easier, softer way several times. It has never worked for me. Drinking is a privilege that I have abused, and I know that I am different from my fellows now because I cannot put one in and know when I'm going to stop. I never will. I started drinking at a young age, probably in my early teens. It was because I know now that I have this disease long before I ever put a drink in my body. I am not okay with sitting with myself. There's always something that somebody else has that I want. There's always something, a nicer car. There's also always a prettier girl, a bigger house. Somebody has nicer shoes than me. There's always something that makes me feel not the same as someone else. And when I put alcohol in my body or in any form, it gives me this ease to my disease and myself. I know that, and when I do it, I don't know when I'm going to stop. There's no human power that can stop me. There's nothing that's enough that someone can tell me that, why can't you just stop? There's no doctor that can tell me that your liver is going, or you know, whatever the extreme is. There's no human power that can stop me from drinking that can make me feel okay inside and okay with myself, because that's not enough. I am different. I have a malady. I have an allergy to alcohol. I'll tell you when an example of myself for there not being the, you know, any sort of human power that makes me have to rely on a higher power to control my drinking is one time I had hospitalized myself due to my abuse of my privilege of drinking, and I can't go to the hospital by myself. I always have to have my mommy take me. And I'm in a hospital bed one time, and the doctor can smell alcohol on me, and I have problems with outside issues as well. The doctor asked me, you know, what else are you doing? And I tell him, and my mother's standing right there, and the doctor says, how does that make you feel? And my mother breaks down and cries, and for like a normal person, like, you know, to me, when the book describes the real one, being the real one, that's not enough for me to stop. Seeing that, the emotion or the breakdown in the people that love me the most, the emotions that I steal, that's not enough for me. Shortly after that, I go to treatment for the first time. And I can't make it through treatment sober. I can make it like 14 days, and I get a little bit of physical sobriety, and I start to get a lot of great ideas, because I feel like now I got this. Now this is out of my body. I'm good. I'm on a roll now, and my great ideas take over, and it's because I'm not okay with myself. I need to stop my head. I need to make these ideas come to fruition, And I tell myself when I leave this place, I'm going to stop at that point. So, like, that's how sick my mind is. I'm in rehab for something. I'm going to stop for that when I leave this place. And I go back right back to what I'm doing, and I put myself into another position like this again. Because when I get out, I don't understand that I have this guilt and shame that I'm running from, and I have these things that I cannot sit with myself. I can't sit by myself and be okay with it. There's always something that's wrong. There's always something that's not enough. Something that I need more of. And it's because I'm different. So when I go this next time, I get out and I feel like, you know, I have hit, because I had cost myself what I thought was what made me who I was, a job that I had. And for me, that was what I thought was a rock bottom for me, that it was time, I was ready. And so when I get into and I find out that I make it through treatment this time, I get out and I kind of think, like, maybe this time, like, my ideas don't work so well. My thinking is not so good. And I kind of get, and I'm beaten, which I'm so grateful for, that I'm beaten to the point of desperation, that I need to do something different. And I get a sponsor, and I start to go through the steps, and I think for a second, like, my mind works like this, like, I'm a lot more intelligent than this dude, and he's reading me a book, and I think I got some reading comprehension skills, because I got, like, some college experience and some life experience, but, like, that's gotten me pretty far now, because I'm sitting in front of this dude. And I had to realize, like, just to shut my brain off and shut myself up inside for someone to sit down that has been through this before, something I haven't been through, something maybe if I listen to this guy, it might do me some good. And I get a little further, and I start to feel a little bit better inside by doing just these things that are told to me by another man and being honest with someone. And I start to understand that all these things and all these problems that I think everyone's out to get me or the world is against me, a lot of it is, my part is, I had a lot to do with it. And I start to feel a little bit better inside. I start to be able to sit with myself, which I never could before. I always had to change that. I always had to run from that. I always had to use alcohol to cover that, which I was that long before I ever put alcohol in my body. I could not sit with myself. And after I get through my steps and I start doing things for other people, I learn how to you know, just doing dishes with my family that I've destroyed, you know, for years has watched me kill myself because I don't have the, nobody has the power inside to tell me I have to rely on a higher power and I have to do little things. People are so used to my lying, my manipulation that like it tells us it's a plan of action. If I do these little actions and these little things, I start to get a little bit back with my family that they start to trust me a little bit more. My sister starts to trust me with her nephews. My brother starts to trust me with his son. But these are things that if I don't continue this action, that starts to go away a lot quicker than it came back because it took me a long time to get to that point and it can go away just like that. And I know this today and I know that me doing things for other people and me being there for other people, sponsoring other men, teaching other men the way that I was taught, if I can just see that happen, what's happened to me, and as great as I feel today, to be able to sit with myself, which I never could before, if I can see that happen in one person, I don't think there's another greater gift in the world, because if I continue to do that, all that great stuff will come to me thanks to thank you to a higher power and not myself, and Alcoholics Anonymous. It's the greatest thing that anyone or anything has happened in my life. Thank you very much. Thank you for letting me share.